One part Stevie V.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life and no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough Live. That is the program you are turning into right now. I'm Stephen Baldwin. My incredibly fabulous, talented partner and cohort in this program, Kevin McCullough, once in a while, very, very rarely, what we do is we put some kind of sedative in his food, which renders him unconscious. We bound and gag him and lock him in a storage closet. And we call this process where Stephen Baldwin, that's me, the actor, takes over the program. We call it the hostile takeover of Baldwin McCullough Live. So welcome, welcome, welcome to all of our amazing radio affiliates across the country. Our number is 888-340-3373. Did I say it right? 888-340-3373. It's Baldwin McCullough Live, and I, Stephen Baldwin, have absconded, abducted, and taken over the airwaves here from our flagship station here in New York, 970 The Answer, and again to all of our terrific partners and affiliates across the country, as well as our wonderful television partners, BizTV, UAN. We're really, really always excited every week to bring the program to those of you that are watching us visually. I am just returning from shooting a movie here in New York. I was in Rome a couple weeks ago. Got to go to San Antonio tomorrow to work on a new movie there, Monday and Tuesday. And then I go off to Warsaw, Poland, for a very, very large launching of a Christian film festival there. So I'm not busy. No big deal. No problem. But I really must say that when Kevin's around, when Kevin McCullough, the brains behind all things extreme media, when we do have the fortunate occasional opportunity of kidnapping him, so to speak. Again, I'm just kidding. He's off on the West Coast having a lovely time there, doing a nice event with family. I believe his brother-in-law is, as we speak, somewhere on a pink cloud in marital newlywed bliss. So congratulations to him. But I'm excited to be here doing the hostile takeover of Baldwin McCullough Live. Number again, 888-340-3373. Somebody remind me to tweet later. I got a tweet. All of you tweet, too. You guys, you crazy kids who help me manage the situation when Kevin's not around. But I'm very, very, very excited tonight because, you know, I can't actually just show up here and do absolutely whatever I want. Although I'd like to sometimes pretend that is the case. I did speak with Kevin today, and I did tell him, you know, hey, you know, going to do the program tonight. We're going to have some fun. It's always a little bit zanier and wilder and kookier when it's just me. When it's Baldwin McCullough together, it's more professional and responsible and excellent because Kevin's here. But again, once in a while, we have Ivan Quinones here who kind of runs everything. And, you know, I think that probably he has some kind of a stun gun or a sedative that he has in his tucked into his sock so that if anything were to completely go wrong, he has the permission from Kevin to just, you know, like harpoon me, so to speak. You know, like on one of those reality shows with animals, you know, something goes wrong, they just, you know, they just hit the tiger or the gorilla in the neck, and you just see him kind of look woozy. And but that's not going to happen tonight because I'm going to be good. But I'm very excited because there's a lot of synergy in and around what I want to talk about tonight. There's a new movie that'll be hitting theaters Friday of this coming week. It's Saturday night tonight. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Once again, number 888-340-3373. Number again, 888-340-3373. And Friday of this week, a man who I almost can't even put the words together to talk about because I just think the guy is so incredible. I didn't think he was that incredible until now. And I'll explain that. But his name is Mark Burnett. He is an iconic television program and content provider and producer. You know Mark Burnett from programs like Survivor that have been on 25 seasons. He does Shark Tank. He does The Voice. And a little ditty that I sure get a kick out of called Celebrity Apprentice with Donald Trump, to which I have participated, no, not once, people, but twice. I was on Celebrity Apprentice 5 years ago, and then was invited back to do All-Star Celebrity Apprentice. And, you know, my big brother, Alec Baldwin, does what he does, but he's not as cool as me, because he's never been fired by Donald Trump twice. Okay, so I got that going for me. And I'm proud of that. In my own little Stevie B kind of way, that's pretty cool. To have the Trumpster look at me twice and go, "You fired." I think that's pretty cool. Mark Burnett has his first feature film in the faith-based realm opening Friday the 28th, this coming week. It's called Son of God. And Mark Burnett recently, as of last year, produced the most successful cablevision television program in the history of cable TV on the History Channel. It was called The Bible. It was a series, a mini-series about the Bible, this and that. And I'm going to tell everybody I've never told this story before about a very private conversation. I'm going to reveal two very private conversations that I had with the iconic producer Mark Burnett, whose wife, Roma Downey, superstar from Touched by an Angel, you know, she's just amazing in her own right. Mark, you lucky dog. But I'm going to tell two private stories of conversations I had with Mark Burnett right after we did the first Celebrity Apprentice together, and then just you know, within whatever number of months ago, say 8 or 9 or 10 months ago, when we did All-Star Celebrity Apprentice, I'll tell you about another mind-boggling conversation and interaction I had with Mark Burnett that just was blew my mind. And I'll get to that later because we're going to be hopefully taking your calls and chatting with you about the idea that I think is, I don't think anything really. I'm curious because this movie from Mark Burnett, in the wake or now after Mark Burnett shattered cablevision records with the Bible series on the History Channel, now comes his first feature film, Son of God, opening on Friday of this week. And I'm curious. The whole idea of Christian film and Christian content really now becoming much more pop culturally relevant. I'm curious, does the Christian message or the Christian faith-based message, does it really matter if we put it in movie theaters? That's the thing that I'm curious about, because you got Mark Burnett and all the success and who he is, and everybody knows him, and he's wonderful and he's brilliant and he's genius. Our number is 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Does the faith-based message matter when we put it in movie theaters, or is what's more important what happens after as far as believers going out and...
Brooklyn Tabernacle Pastor Jim Cimbala on America's decline in 2014.
And we're in one of the most massive declines, no matter how you try to spin it, in the history of our country. Average church size, the number of biblically defined Christians has sunk by four different polling agencies, somewhere between 6.3% to 9% of the population. The statistics are irrefutable. The church is in a massive decline. Pastors are leaving the ministry at $1,500 a month in America, all 50 states, about one per state per day. We have to go back to first principles of why are we here to spread the gospel? How can we do it successfully? Only through the power of the Holy Spirit. How can we live Christ-like lives when we spend more time with the Lord?
Will spending time with the Lord save America in 2014? Check out pray2014.com. That's pray2014.com, and get Pastor Cimbala's prayer focus for this year at no cost. That's pray2014.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We'll be right back.
Saturday night. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin, the actor. My fantastic crusader in, I can't say crime. Well, maybe it's a crime sometimes that he lets me do this. But Kevin McCullough is in California. He is enjoying the fruits of his labor and getting some downtime hanging with his family. While I, Stephen Baldwin, take over the program, Baldwin McCullough Live, number 888-340-3373, tonight we want to talk about whether or not, in the wake of films like Passion of the Christ, which globally was a complete and total anomaly. Passion of the Christ made $2 billion, allowed for the Christian message and the story of Jesus and salvation to go around the world, in the world, through the world, touch more lives, and people from places and regions that probably would not hear the message of salvation and Christianity, but that's not what's got me curious tonight. Mark Burnett, who I've worked with a couple of times on Celebrity Apprentice, makes this Bible miniseries for the History Channel, and just forget about it. Like, it just shatters all records for cablevision, et cetera, et cetera. And now he has coming out next week, Son of God, the story of the Son of God, et cetera, et cetera. A film that looks just completely brilliant and amazing from a cinematic perspective. I'm not sitting here at this microphone tonight just to say, oh, hey, brick-a-backer, firecracker, sis, goomba, you know, Christianity, rah, rah, rah. That is not my motivation tonight. I'm a little perplexed because I'm starting to see and feel a vibration and a momentum with Son of God coming out February 28th, Friday this week, Mark Burnett. I'm starting to see a groundswell and a momentum very, very, very similar to Passion of the Christ. Now, Passion of the Christ had the success that it had because there was tremendous controversy around the film. Mel Gibson develops the project, puts $30 million personally of his own money out of his pocket to make the film because nobody would back it financially. In retrospective, obviously the film went on to gross worldwide $2 billion. Don't know what Mr. Gibson personally profited from that. I would imagine he did okay. More important was the fact that Mel Gibson had a vision for Passion of the Christ and a hope to reach people with the message of Christianity, et cetera, and he obviously achieved that goal. Since then, you have seen a series of feature films like the Kendrick brothers, the two fellows that are pastors that did Facing the Giants, Fireproof, and then Courageous. With box office success for those films that were astronomical. And don't quote me on this. Facing the Giants was made for like $100,000. It made $10 million. Fireproof was made for $500,000. It made like $35 million. Courageous was made for $2, $3 million. It made $35, $40 million. The results of those efforts, which the success of the films really within the Christian filmmaking and distribution world were as a result of those filmmakers like Mel Gibson taking advantage of the opportunity of directly marketing to churches and having inviting those churches to partner with them and motivate those believers to go out, buy tickets in advance, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That is this what we're seeing now in the faith-based realm of entertainment and filmmaking is we're now seeing Hollywood respond to that. Sony Pictures now has a division called Affirm, which is their faith-based distribution entity, which I have a couple of movies that just came out that are coming out through them. I just did my movie, I'm in Love with a Church Girl, very successful film. Again, the idea of using the Christians here in America and the body of Christ to network, market with, partner with, to get the word out. This is an amazing dynamic that has completely changed the landscape and the face of Christian filmmaking forever. Because now mainstream secular Hollywood is recognizing there's money to be made within this dynamic. So now all of Hollywood is jumping on board with this idea. But it doesn't answer this question for me. I'm sitting there, and I live in both worlds. I am unapologetically I am the first self-proclaimed Jesus psycho. You've heard of Jesus freaks. I, Stephen Baldwin, claim to be a Jesus psycho. Gosh, there's probably a whole lot of people on the other side of the equation here that are writing this down. They're going to be blogging that one tomorrow. Stevie B, Jesus psycho. Alrighty then. But it's true. And that's as a result of when I made a decision to pursue the Christian faith, not the way I thought I should, but authentically the way the Bible calls you to, I really had a very, very powerful transformation occur as a result of that. One that I believe is a whole lot of fun and totally real and totally true, and it's why I will do the very best I can till my last breath to share with people my experience in my own way, which is pretty different and unique. Praise the Lord. But tonight, as I sit here, I'm watching this groundswell of excitement and attention coming for this movie opening this Friday, Son of God, Mark Burnett. And if I could describe to you, the audience, behind the scenes, the networking and the connectivity that's happening and the number of... We're going to play a clip after the next break. We're going to play a clip of comments from Mark Burnett and Roma Downey. Then we're going to hear a clip later on in the program from Rick Warren from Saddleback Church, Bill Hybels from Willow Creek Church in Chicago. These are the mega, mega church pastors. Wait till you hear what they have to say about this film. But I'm curious, does it matter when we try to really connect our Christian message to the mass public? Does it matter if we put it in theaters, or does it not matter because the end results and the real success is with the body of Christ itself? We'll be right back.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
.com.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live, the radio program. Our number is 888-340-3373. And I'm curious. I'm a little perplexed. I'm stunned, like Captain James T. Kirk. I'm stunned. I don't know what to do. I'm terrified. I'm just curious. In a post-Passion of the Christ world, where Mel Gibson's Passion of the Christ movie did $2 billion, totally caused this just insane reaction globally throughout Christianity and just about every faith in the world, so many people got to learn about the story of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, through Passion of the Christ. And now it's so many years later, there really hasn't been, in America anyway, any faith-based film that has come even close to reaching the amount of people that Passion of the Christ did. And now there's a movie coming out next week, Friday, February 28th. It's called Son of God. It's really looking amazing. I mean, if I, again, I live in the two worlds of Hollywood and Christendom and Christian entertainment and filmmaking. I've been very fortunate to be blessed and transition from mainstream secular Hollywood and all of the stuff I've done in the past. I've done Usual Suspects. I've done Biodome. I've done Flintstones and Viva Rock Vegas. All very cool stuff. Only now I consciously have chosen not to participate as an actor in films that are just blatantly for the purpose of entertainment and escapism, that just have gratuitous violence, bad language, sex, things like that. I pretty much in the last 10 years just stopped making those movies. Been there, done that, not interested in it. Now working in the second half of my career, and as a born-again Christian, I'm really looking for my legacy to be films that authentically, truly make a difference and touch people's lives, hopefully with the message of salvation. That's my story, and I'm sticking with it. But I still live in mainstream Hollywood, and I'm having a good time with this because, you know, I go out to Hollywood now and I still meet people for mainstream projects, for reality shows and to produce things or direct and even as for writing and things like that. And it's kind of interesting because, you know, I walk in a room now and they eyeball me pretty good. It's kind of like when E.T. the extraterrestrial walks in the room and his little finger lights up. And they're like, oh, okay, he's not as creepy as we thought he was going to be. So I'm having a good time with trying to authentically represent my faith, but do it in a way that still allows me to be me and have fun in the process. And so far, so good. This movie, Son of God, coming next week, Friday. First of all, the website is www.sharesonofgod.com. sharesonofgod.com. Check it out. The trailer's there. All of what I'm describing tonight as far as who's partnering with it, who's connecting with it, who's networking for it. You should see the list of people that are coming on board to help get the message out for this movie, Son of God, and try to allow for this film to, you know, maximize the potential of its success as best they can. Tonight, I could tell a lie and say I'm not trying to do that at all. Of course, I want to be a blessing not only to my Father in Heaven, God, my Savior, Jesus, but I want to be a blessing to Mark Burnett and Roma Downey, because they've been a blessing to me. Their movie, Son of God, is amazing. Looks great. Everybody within the sound of my voice, check out sharesonofgod.com. Look at it. And everybody within your sphere of influence, social networking, email, all that, send the email out or whatever message you can about the website and the film opening next Friday. That would be awesome. But again, I'm curious. I asked myself this question a couple days ago. When the movie comes out in the theater and it has all the success that because maybe Christians are going to see it, does it really matter anymore when we try to put the Christian message in movie theaters? Is that what really makes it successful? Or is it what happens after with Christians going out and
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. From the very beginning, eHarmony has helped Christians find their perfect soulmate. And I'm so proud to share with you that 565,000 marriages have started on eHarmony.com. Most of those marriages are between two dedicated Christian persons. After years away, I'm back as CEO of eHarmony.com. And I am deeply committed to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. Who you marry will have more impact on your happiness than almost any other decision you make. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Make sure you trust this sacred task to a company that accounts for 438 married members every day.
Go to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
If you're living with chronic dental health problems, there's not much to smile about. The surgeries, stress, frustration. But what if one day could end your suffering for good? Dental implants from Clear Choice can be your permanent solution. We bring your team of doctors and precise technology together in one place so you get a smile with natural, full-functioning teeth in just one day. Call Clear Choice for your free consultation at 1-800-574-9997. Qualified patients can have the procedure in one day after initial workup. Results may vary in individual cases.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
There's something in you that's calling out and reaching out and striving, and you know that when you're performing and when you're singing or when you're dancing, there's nothing like it because you feel like you're finally doing what you were born to do.
So who are the stars of tomorrow? Who do they look up to? And how will they change the culture? AMTC is Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, a talent development ministry with a mission to find, prepare, and launch God's talent. Go to AMTCAudition.com to find the nearest dates and cities where free auditions will be occurring near you.
Some of us are called to be in front of cameras and on sets. That's still our mission field.
Answer the call. Go to AMTCAudition.com. That's AMTCAudition.com.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin, the actor, my cohort and partner in Christian crime, if you can say that. Kevin McCullough, we have bound and gagged him and drugged him and locked him in a closet. But he's got oxygen. Everything's fine. He'll be just fine. He'll be back on the airwaves very soon. Just kidding. This program is called Baldwin McCullough Live. It's every Saturday night. We've been doing it for 5 years. Thank you to all of our listeners and all of our television viewers across the country. We are very grateful that you participate in our shenanigans every Saturday night. Very important tonight, though, I have a question. In the wake of a post Passion of the Christ movie America, a movie that just changed the landscape of faith-based filmmaking forever. Now comes this coming Friday, February 28th, Son of God, a movie that looks like it could really have a significant amount of success, probably more success than anything that's been put out since Passion of the Christ. I don't want to be so crazy to say that it will be as successful, but I'm really feeling in the groundswell and the behind-the-scenes conversations that it just might have the same amount of success, which would be incredible. But a lot of that success is attributed to Christians going to the theaters themselves and supporting the film. That's great. My question is, Son of God opens this Friday. The website is sharesonofgod.com. Check it out. My question is, I'm a Christian, I'm a believer, and I'm wondering, is the success of the movement of Christianity, does it really have any stickiness? Is that authentic and true? When we put films like this in theaters, do they really reach the lost? Because if you think about it, since Passion of the Christ up until now, so much has happened politically, within the legal system, within the culture, sociologically. So much has gone on that is we see clearly the direction of this country moving away from God. There's no question that the secular movement is rapidly advancing within our society and culture. So it makes me wonder, Mark Burnett, why are you wasting your time, Mark? You can put this movie in the theater on Friday, and is it really going to speak to people? Or is it true that the faith-based body of Christianity, when they go out and use that movie as a vehicle to talk about it and touch people and influence lives, is that what really matters? Let me just play you a quick little clip with comments about Son of God from Mark Burnett and his wife, Roma Downey. Go ahead and roll it.
We've been so humbled and honored by what God has done this past year. When we first set out to make the Bible miniseries, we never could have imagined how far it would go and the impact it would have in our lives.
Roma and I have been making television for years. Roma on Touched by an Angel, and I produce Survivor, Shark Tank, and The Voice. And we absolutely love it. But working on the Bible and now the Son of God movie has been a journey like no other.
We knew we had something very special from day one of our shoot, and our hopes were confirmed when 100 million people tuned in to watch the Bible.
We received such an overwhelming amount of support from the faith community. We have to thank you for the success of the Bible series.
And now, because of that incredible support, 20th Century Fox will be releasing our new movie, Son of God, in theaters across America on February 28, 2014. This is the first major motion picture on the complete life of Jesus Christ, from birth to resurrection, since the greatest story ever told, which was released nearly 50 years ago. We're so excited that we're able to once again see the life-changing story of Jesus on the big screen.
Roma and I are praying that this...
There you have it. From the filmmakers themselves, Mark Burnett, iconic television producer, Roma Downey, iconic actress from Touched by an Angel, still has a huge fan base from that program. It hasn't been on for 15 years, I don't think, or 20 years maybe. But what I want to do is I want to go to the phones right now, and in just one second we're going to talk to some folks. But, again, I'm asking the question. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. The number is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Does Christian filmmaking matter when we make these films and try to communicate this important message of our faith and we put these movies in the theaters? Does it really matter anymore? Or is it really more about the Christians themselves using these opportunities and the content to get out on the streets and share it with people, et cetera, et cetera? Is the Christian faith-based filmmaking movement relevant? That's what I'm curious about. Let's go to line one, James in El Reno, Oklahoma. Hey, James, welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live.
Good evening, Steve.
How you doing, brother?
I'm going to answer your question fast. That's all good, brother, every bit of it. The first thing, thank you for doing exactly what you're doing tonight. And thank you for not making those movies disrespecting the Lord. All right, we got two edges to this thing, okay?
Go ahead.
let's say, for instance, if you show your brother, Alex, that movie,
easy. Go easy, Jimmy. Just kidding. Go ahead. I'm just teasing you. Go ahead.
All right. Look, if you show that to some people, I heard earlier today on the news, and I don't give names, right? But on the news, they had some previews, and they had somebody that saw the preview or saw the early showing, whatever it's called, and they said that the people in there were weeping, okay? Then you've got some people that are going to weep because they see a man that's being tortured or whatever it happens to be, okay? But you've got other people in there weeping because they understand, because they know the story. And they know that the sacrifice and everything and the beauty of it, and that's why they weep. So the more media, it's like the Passion of the Christ. I showed it to one relative. They loved it. Another one.
Hey, James. Hang on. I want to take your call right after this break. Stay on the line. We'll be right back. This is Baldwin McCullough Live.
Four radio talk show hosts in a village called Kadwa. Here's Danny's story.
Hi, I'm Danny Johnson, and I'm here with Fina in her tiny little home. This home is the size of many people's closets in the United States of America. We're sitting on a bed, just a piece of sheet or plastic that these beautiful babies sleep on. When we came in, she said she wasn't smiling because she hadn't eaten yet. A mother gives her children whatever food that she has, and she's usually the last to eat. They have nothing. This family has nothing. No water, no food, nothing. Won't you do something? The Bible says that if you ignore the cry of the poor, then you too will cry and be ignored. But if you uphold the cause of these people, they're not asking for nice clothes. They're not asking for video games, new socks and underwear. It'd be great if they actually had a pair. We want to build her a home. We want to bring water, clean, fresh water here. But we can't do it alone. We need you.
Dial 855-916-4673 or go to domuchgood.com. That's 855-916-4673.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
.com.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin, the actor. My partner in this program, Kevin McCullough, he's not here. And quite frankly, I don't care. I love him, but this is what we call Stevie B doing a hostile takeover of the program, Baldwin McCullough Live. Numbers 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Ken from Detroit, Michigan, where did you go? I hope you didn't get upset with me, Ken. I'm sorry. I'd love you to call back, actually. And we'll put you back on. It's just when I'm doing the program by myself, it's just mayhem here. The poor kids that work with me, they're peeling themselves off the wall. They're nauseous, sweating. It's not like when Kevin's here and it's just smooth sailing. So, Ken, if you want to call back, I'd love to hear your comments. But let's go back to James in El Reno, Oklahoma. Yes. James, welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live. I heard what you were saying, but you told my screener something, and I want to hear that.
Okay. I'm not sure, but I want to get to the bottom line. For sure, when God said his word would not come back to him without accomplishing what he wanted it to, if the movie is accurate and, of course, it's good, then people are going to get saved. That's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but some people can't get it because some people are, and it's in the scripture, some people just haven't been elected.
Mm-hmm.
It says clearly that some people just can't get the message. And you've probably seen that in family members. I know I have, but I've recently been, the burden has been lifted.
Cool. Okay, quick question, James.
Question,
because you also told my screener that the movies are good, but sometimes they don't reach people. What did you mean by that?
Well, by that I'm saying it doesn't matter if you have a great preacher or if you have a wonderful movie where everything's perfect. Some people have been elected and some haven't before the beginning of time. That's what, you know, God said. He knows who's going to be saved and who isn't.
Sure.
We don't. That's why we keep testifying. And that's why those people...
But in your opinion overall, making the films, trying to get the message out, and putting them in the theater is a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Immensely.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate that. Let's go right away to line 3. Kevin in Tennessee. Welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live.
Thank you. Thank you for putting me on. Here's my question.
We got about 45 seconds, brother. Go ahead.
Hey, movies help. And here's the deal. As long as you give them back to the kingdom of the Lord and give them back to the kingdom with your money, tithe them back, it's a great thing. Do they reach people? Sure they do. Many of your movies didn't reach me, like Fireproof and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And here's my question. When the heart don't change, when you're 18 inches from heaven, many of us have a head knowledge. You go from your head to the top of your heart. That's 18 inches from heaven because the heart don't change.
I like that.
What profit does a man have when he aims the whole world and leaves his own soul? There's no profit, right?
I hear you, Kevin. I hear you. Brother?
I'm just kidding.
No. I hear you loud and clear. Thank you for your call. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. We'll be right back after this message.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.